Now, if you're listening earlier on this week, you heard us talking about this Orville Redenbacher commercial, and maybe you've even seen it. It's a little bit horrifying. You can still find it at mattstukes.com on the front page there if you just scroll down. Look for the Bob Ross picture. It's near that because both of them are kind of back from the dead right now.
Hello, I'm Orville Redenbacher. These MP3 players get lighter every day. Would you believe this little baby holds 30 gigs?
Okay, then he goes on to talk about how great popcorn is. You know? I mean, it's obviously a blatant, like, look, Orville Redenbacher is alive. Right? They kind of force in the current pop culture reference to be like, wow, this is truly kind of creepy and odd. Mm-hmm. Now, was it our show that introduced your sister to this, or had she seen it on TV?
She saw it on TV. Actually, she saw it the night before we started talking about it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So this must have just recently popped up on TV.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it on TV.
Oh, shame on you. Watch 1 vs. 100 tonight. That was when I caught it last week.
What channel is that on?
NBC.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Did I win any points for that one? How many people in the mob got that wrong? Oh, 30. Great. The mob has some real morons in it. You don't know anything about the show, do you?
No.
Okay. So your sister saw it, and then did we kind of spurn her on a little bit when we started talking about it?
Yeah. She was like, oh, I so need to write him and tell him to get it off, because, I mean, I'm not the only one that finds it creepy, so.
So she went to their website and found an email address or something like that? Like customer concerns or comments or something?
I think so.
Like that. And basically her point to them was, because you sent me the email she got back, but I don't have the one she sent. You know?
Yeah, she didn't send me the one that she sent.
What's the gist, though?
I don't know. I don't know. She wrote them, and she said that their commercial was really creepy, and asked them why didn't they use a little cute cartoon character like, you know, KFC does with Colonel Sanders.
That's a good idea. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
Instead of using the weird Jurassic Park type CGI where they, really bring him back to life. And so here's the response. Your sister's name is Heather, mm-hmm. right? Dear Heather, thank you for your comments about our new Orville Redenbacher television advertisements. As always, we appreciate your feedback. Our goal in bringing back Orville Redenbacher is to pay homage to the great man who perfected our gourmet popping corn. That's a responsibility we take very seriously. ConAgra Foods and the creators of the ads took the utmost care to duplicate Orville's authenticity, honest delivery, and likeness. Yet it's true that this technology is still very new and being perfected for use in major motion pictures and future advertising spots. Okay. Gary Redenbacher, who represents the Redenbacher family, I'm assuming that's
his son.
Okay. Fully endorses the brand's recent direction and is excited about reintroducing his grandfather. You were wrong on that. To millions of Americans who may remember him or will be seeing him for the first time. As we design future initiatives, your comments will be carefully considered. We appreciate the time you've taken to contact us and your interest in our products. Sincerely, ConAgra Foods Customer Affairs. So, there you go. They know it's a little bit creepy, it sounds like.
But
we're still perfecting the technology, so that's just a beta version of Orville that you saw.
Yeah, but it's still creepy, and they're still going to use it.
It is real creepy. I mean, you're like, that guy crawled out of his grave, you know, clawed his way through the dirt to to talk. We got a call on the speech? Okay. Stukes in the morning. What the hell? Is it? What's going on?
Try my gourmet popping corn.
Oh my god, I think that's Orville Redenbacher. Orville.
Eat the decaying flesh from my inner thigh.
Orville, you there? Wow, that was ominous.
I'm scared.